Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kurt Sickles, the director of the National Disabled Veterans Tee Tournament.
How long have you been working with the National Disabled Veterans and with the programs that they hold?
Well, I've been with the National Disabled Veterans Tee Tournament since its inception, so this is our 24th year. The event started as a local event here in Iowa City for basically our visually impaired veterans, but in 2007, its popularity had grown so much it took note in Washington, and they made it a national event at that time. And then we included all other life-changing disabilities, which would include, you know, the whole gamut of disabilities, anywhere from post-traumatic stress, amputees, spinal cord injuries, and other neurological conditions. So it really broadened the amount of folks that could come and be a part of the event.
And tell me about the inception of the event, how things were at the time 24 years ago as far as, you know, help and rehabilitating programs for those who are disabled veterans. What was it that really started this program?
The program, actually, there was four visually impaired veterans that came to the Iowa City VA and spoke to the director and some other folks at that time and said that they wanted to be more active and they wanted to take charge with some of their health and wellness. So they got together and looked at what they could do, and actually two of the veterans really loved to play golf, and when they became visually impaired, they hadn't been able to golf, and they said, well, why? Why can't we golf? Well, there's no reason why you can't golf. Can't is a word that we just don't use. So from that point on, we started putting together a golf program for our visually impaired with instruction and the whole nine yards to help keep them active.
So there will be instruction happening for those who haven't golfed or during the actual event?
Of course. We play off the word T-E-E, training, exposure, and experience. So we try to give them some training during the event, expose them to new things. Also during the event, we do other activities. We have what we call a health and wellness day, which is on Wednesday of the week, which we expose them to other things such as adaptive kayaking, adaptive biking, horseback riding, pontoon boat fishing, several other events to expose them and just to let them know that, again, there are other opportunities for them to do and to keep their health and wellness in front of them.
You've been doing this for so long. Clearly, it's been successful. What is it that you think the feedback that you've received or the impact that you think this event has had on Iowan veterans, or if there are veterans who attend this who aren't from Iowa?
This year, we're inviting 260 veterans from 41 different states to our event. We'll have veterans at six different golf courses, and from the Washington area, we're hoping to use the Washington golf course. We're going to use the Kelowna and, of course, Riverside. We have the Elks Club in Iowa City. We have Lake McBride, and we have the West Liberty Country Club. The veterans, the camaraderie, you know, the whole picture that brings all these folks together, and they're there as the norm, so to speak. You hear this a lot, you know. When they come here for this week, they're part of the norm. So that helps them excel, and they feed off of each other with different resources and in different experiences, you know. So the T tournament has really evolved. We seen early on that the impact was life-changing. We've had veterans that were very recluse, wouldn't come out of their homes. You know, we get them to the event, and they become, so to speak, poster childs, you know, for the event. It's very life-impacting, and it just once again shows them that can't is something that we just don't accept. Come out and they learn how to play golf. They come out, they learn how to kayak. We have, you know, stories where a double amputee came a couple years ago to our event, didn't think he could kayak. Well, we got him into adaptive kayak. His local veteran service organization sent him here to Iowa City. He was from the East Coast. And when he came back, he gave a report to the folks saying, you know, I got to golf and I did this. And, oh, by the way, I got to kayak and it was incredible. Well, the post then got monies together and bought him an adaptive kayak. Now he's on me this year asking me how I can get his adaptive kayak here to our event. So it's just, you know, something. I'm a veteran myself, and, you know, I see it, and you feel it, and, you know, the smiles and the impact that, you know, they have on one another is just, again, something that, you know, you just can't do in a normal setting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kurt Sickles, the director of the National Disabled Veterans Tea Tournament. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.